For many people in business, the best thing about this year is that it's almost over. But as we start another year, we're still wondering what got reformed in the business world after all of the layoffs and corporate scandals and greed and resignations. And to look into that, we've turned to our financial advisors, the co-hosts of NPR's The Motley Fool Radio Show. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks,
a pleasure
Steve.
To be here.
I wonder if each of you could introduce yourselves by name, because it's kind of like the click and clack thing for me. Mm-hmm. I can never tell you apart.
Mm-hmm. I am David, the older brother.
I'm the one who will be more succinct, Tom, the younger brother.
David and Tom Gardner. Okay, let's start with corruption in big companies. The name's familiar here, Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. A lot of people got really angry. I guess, can you just catch us up on what specific reforms, legal or otherwise, have actually come out of these scandals at this moment?
Well, we remember the August 14th requirement that CEOs and CFOs would sign off and certify their financial statements. I think that was a nice addition. I don't think it's...
Do you really, Tom? Because I thought it was pretty much overrated.
It was useful to have the CEOs have to come out on record, put their name down on the page. Of course, they should have been responsible for it before. The bigger issue is certainly accounting reform. And really, dropping the ball here were the accounting mm-hmm. firms that were responsible for auditing these large companies. I mean, there is going to be fraud at businesses, and that's unfortunately been the way it's been since American business began a few hundred years ago. But if we don't have referees that we can count on, we're really in trouble. So I think we're going to see a lot more reform in the accounting industry in the year ahead as well.
Can you guys describe to me what kinds of reforms are necessary without putting us to sleep?
Well, you know, I think that the most important thing to focus on is just understanding the incentive of every player in any system. And so accountants are presently paid by companies. It's kind of like the home team paying the referee, when we think it should be the league that pays the referees. So one clear reform for us is reforming how accountants get paid. And there are different ways to do it. You can have a third body do it. You can have the stock exchanges do it and compensate. But I think that's still a conflict of interest that has to be removed. I think one good reform that appears to have happened at the end of the year is Elliott Spitzer's move to separate for investment banks their investment banking business from their analysts. It now appears that finally those two entities won't be working in cahoots. And when you have that, of course, you have tainted research. And we at The Motley Fool have made a big point. We've written about that for about 10 years in our books now. You have to take away the incentive for analysts to give the people listening to their research false leads.
Now, retirement plans, 401ks took a beating, as anybody who has one knows. The overall stock market has continued to be extraordinarily weak in certain parts of it anyway. What's being done there to turn things around?
Well, I do think corporate governance is improving, and I'm going to go back to this a couple times, and that is that I think when we actually believe the numbers that are coming out from companies, because there's someone dotting every I and crossing every T that is responsible, that can be sued, and whose accounting firm can be destroyed if they actually oversee fraudulent audits, then we begin to believe in the numbers. And as the numbers come out, I think we're seeing corporate earnings are improving at businesses. I don't think anyone expects or should expect the technology stocks that were so hot in the late 1990s to be great leaders in the marketplace today. But there are certainly some great consumer product companies, some great businesses that we're all familiar with as shoppers that have seen a pretty healthy last couple months and that should live through a very nice Christmas season here. So I think we're seeing the market turn around gradually for corporate earnings. Whether or not stock prices are attractive for the short term, neither David nor I would ever care to make a projection on that. But over the next 10 years, we think the stock market's a pretty attractive place to be putting your long-term savings today.
Well, Tom, Steve is also asking about the 401k plan and whether there's any reform there. And I don't think that there really was any meaningful reform as regards retirement plans in 2002. And I don't think there needs to be. I think we all have to recognize that the stock market simply drops. 1 year in three, it drops. The strange thing is, it happened to do that 3 years in a row, first time since 1929 to 32. So one thing we all need to realize is, well, we should be congratulating ourselves because we just actually lived through one of the worst bear markets in history. So if you still have a portfolio, smile.
I just barely do. I'm smiling now. Tom, you referred to corporate governance just a moment ago. Can you explain what you mean exactly by that phrase, how it relates to the ordinary person who's buying a mutual fund, and what, if anything, has improved?
Well, I think one of the primary changes that we're seeing is that directors at companies are beginning to see that they have a responsibility to take an objective, neutral stance in evaluating how that company is being run. The difficulty over the past decade has been that the executives of the company help appoint board members, and so there's a cliquish feel to the executive ranks and the boards that these public companies were investing in. And now that we're seeing lawsuits actually pinpoint directors on the board, you're going to see companies get a lot more careful about how they select their board, how they assemble it, and what responsibilities each of those directors has to take in overseeing a fair and accurate representation of how the company's doing.
Corporate governance involves both your internal process as a company and your policies and how you disclose things. And I think there were two important developments here in 2002. The first is the decision by many companies to begin to expense their stock options. That means if they're going to give you as an employee a little extra incentive, a little extra bonus to your salary that you can own some company stock, that is a cost to the business that was not previously being disclosed, and so shareholders didn't know about it. Coca-Cola, Amazon.com, Strange Bedfellows, many other companies began to say, yes, we're going to do this. And toward the end of the year, Coca-Cola did another interesting thing in corporate governance. It said, we are no longer going to issue lots of forward guidance about our earnings and expectations for growth in the year ahead. We're just going to perform. Watch us. We're not going to spend a lot of time trying to spin what we're going to do in the next 2 years. So it'll be interesting to see if other companies follow Coke's lead there, too.
David and Tom Gardner are co-hosts of National Public Radio's The Motley Fool Radio Show. Thanks, guys. We'll check back with you next month.
Fool on.